Artemis by Julian Stockwin. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1. Thomas Kidd stood awkwardly on the deck of the frigate with his few possessions at his feet. A bare hour ago, he'd been an ordinary seaman in the old line of battleship Duke William. Now, somewhere off the enemy coast of revolutionary France, he was gazing back at her from a crack frigate as an able seaman, a replacement for prize crew. A hand lifted in farewell in the boat pulling back to the big ship of the line. It was Whaley, and with a lump in his throat, Kidd realized that he would probably never see his broad smile again, or share a grog with his other old shipmates. It had started hard. As a young perruquier from Guildford, Kidd had been seized by the press gang 6 months before, but despite all he'd suffered, he'd come to admire the skill and courage of the seaman. And now, as a sailor himself, he was parting from the ship that had been his home for so long. He waved in return and forced his attention back inboard. Men were waiting on deck. A weather-beaten older man in plain black and a much-worn tricorn, a hard-looking lieutenant in serviceable seagoing blues, a childlike midshipman without a hat, and the man at the wheel, stolidly chewing tobacco. Next to Kidd, Renzi gave a conspiratorial grimace. They'd been through much together, he and his friend. The others in the little party looked equally bemused. Sturck, the tough gun captain, Dowd, the devil-may-care topman, Doggo, a ferally ugly able seaman, Pinto, a neat and deadly Iberian, and Wong, the inscrutable circus strongman. But there would be no complaint. Service in a fast frigate ranging the oceans for prey and prize money was infinitely preferable to the...